We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Monday, April 29th. From our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Sean Pyle. And woo, Sean, we had a Sunday slate and some movement taking place already in the postseason. I'll get to a couple of those games as we enter on. The Knicks with a nice win at Philadelphia. The Clippers take game four against the Mavs. The Pacers beat a undermanned Bucks team. But let's begin with the sweep. Break out the brooms. Minnesota Timberwolves, they are here. They have arrived. And Anthony Edwards has been doing it with a whole lot of fierceness.
Edwards. Oh, Edwards! A signature slam!
122-116. Win for the Timberwolves. Phoenix got 82 combined points from Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, but it was a whole lot of nothing. Those were the only two in double figures for this Phoenix Suns team, including just 9 points from Bradley Beal. Karl Anthony Towns, 28-10 for the Timberwolves, and then there was Anthony Edwards with 40 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Down the stretch, just it was so impressive and continues to be with his growth, his poise, all of the things. Sean, let's begin with the side of the Timberwolves. Coming into the series, I don't know what your perspective was on it, but we saw a Suns team that beat the Timberwolves in their 3 regular season meetings during the season. I think by all accounts, it being a 3-6 matchup, it was a question of, oh, could this be a tough matchup for this Minnesota team facing the Suns? And they just absolutely dominated. What did you see in particular out of Anthony Edwards for as impressive as he has been throughout the course of this season, this first round of this sweep against this Suns team?
I think this was a coming of age of a young superstar. I don't think it's really any more complicated than that. He was up. Not only was he up for the challenge, and not only did he take the baton from Kevin Durant, I think he snatched it. I think he wanted to play this well against this team, against that player, someone he had idolized growing up. And I think he knew that his reputation would soar if he, number one, you know, orchestrated a sweep, which he did. And then number two, closed it out the way he did, particularly with that second half and game four. It was just dominant. And I think now, you know, we have to elevate Anthony Edwards among, what, top 15 player, 10 players in the league right now. And I know that sounds strange, and I'm not a prisoner of the moment, but he's really that way also. And just the way he did it in this series was just spectacular. And then when you look at the Timberwolves team, you know, yeah, you mentioned how Phoenix won the three regular season games. That was a little bit misleading. The first win came, Minnesota was on a back-to-back and an emotional win against the Warriors. Second game, didn't have Carl Anthony Towns. And then the last game, you know, it was what it was, last game of regular season. Phoenix needed that win to avoid, you know, a play-in situation. And look, I thought, you know, it was a bad matchup for Minnesota going in. And it turns out that it was a bad matchup for Phoenix. Minnesota had too much size. You had a guy like Jaden McDaniels, who not only played well defensively, but he came through offensively, which to me was the biggest surprise of the series. And then, of course, you had Anthony Edwards being the closeout. So it was a humbling loss for the Suns, humbling loss for, by the way, those two were just incredible in game four, but they really just had no help.
No help. And with that being said, the Phoenix Suns, there's going to be a lot of questions given what they traded for, what they gave up, and what they are paying now with that acquisition of Bradley Beal. They have for next year a committed salary of $209 million. So with the new CBA well into the second apron, and the question becomes, and Bradley Beal does have that no trade clause, the contributors or those, you know, that were coming off the pickup of Royce O'Neal, he is a free agent. So are you willing to pay the cost of what it would be to keep him, who was a nice fit with this team? Eric Gordon's a free agent, Josh Okogie. Just a lot of questions for this team and what they do. And most notably, players like you said that about Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, 49 points for Booker, 33 for Kevin Durant. But what do things look like with this cost of the roster? What do you think is next for this Phoenix Suns team?
I tell you what do I think is next? There's a lot of sleepless nights for Matt Ishbia, the new owner. He's really limited in what he can do with this team. You're talking about $150 million tied up in the three players. And, you know, again, with the, you know, with the new salary structure, luxury tax, all that, I think they're stuck with this. Well, I'm pretty much sure they're stuck with this nucleus. And that in and of itself is not bad. I mean, you saw how good, you know, Devin Booker still, you know, he's an all-star, probably all NBA player, same thing with Kevin Durant. You know, maybe a few more questions with Bradley Beal. He wasn't healthy for much of the season. When he was, he was rather inconsistent. And the biggest problem with the Suns team is that they have to get a point guard. I think that hurt them all season long. You have three really good off the ball creators, but no one to make the other players better. You know, dare I say they need a Chris Paul, someone like that, who can come in, set guys up, know who to pass the ball, know when to pass the ball to them, make it easier for a guy like Nurkic. You know, you can just give him some lobs, things like that. The Suns don't have that point guard, someone with those natural instincts, and I'm not so sure how they add that between now and next season. So I think they're in this for the short haul. I wouldn't say long haul. Kevin Durant has two more years left on this contract. You know, and you want to keep Devin Booker, obviously, but that Bradley Beal contract is poisonous. And they knew it when they got him, but they wanted to roll the dice. They wanted to have a big three. And unfortunately, the big three got swept in four games.
Yeah, and it was a lot of what it looked like throughout the course of this season. And I think even the bet on those players and what they look like, there has always been a question for all of those players about health and availability throughout the course of their careers. Let's move on to another series that is now 3-1 thanks to a win in Philadelphia by the New York Knicks, 97-92. This entire series has been just an absolute battle. So much fun to watch these two teams. And sure, 76ers feel like the way the series looks in terms of the numbers could be very different, but it was Jalen Brunson who put together a masterpiece. Knicks postseason franchise record with 47 points. He had 10 assists, 4 rebounds. Though collectively, the numbers may not always show it, was a true team effort. OG Anunoby was spectacular, especially defensively, but 16 points, 14 rebounds. Josh Hart may have went 0 of 7 from the field, but he had 17 rebounds. And once again, the Knicks absolutely dominated on the glass. When you look at the series, the way that it has gone, but what this Knicks team under Tom Thibodeau continues to show, led by Jalen Brunson, Sean, how far, and they still need to finish off this series against the 76ers, but in your mind, watching this, how far can they go in this postseason?
I would say their ceiling is the Eastern Conference Final, and I would say the NBA Final, if not for the dominance of the Boston Celtics. And let me just talk about Jalen Brunson for a minute. Again, I don't think I'm being outraged by saying that so far, he's the most spectacular player in the NBA playoffs. I mean, really, I know you have Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, Anthony Davis played well, all those players, and I'm not shortchanging them. But what Jalen Brunson has been able to do, again, without Julius Randle, without really that strong second score, and even some of his teammates, you know, they have scoring laps, whatever. But what Jalen Brunson has been able to do against the Sixers team, and by the way, against Tyrese Maxey, who, by the way, you know, he's a pretty good player himself, has been incredible. So we're seeing the beginnings of a star in New York City. I'm not discounting anything he did in the regular season. It was fantastic. It might get him some all-NBA honors. But, you know, again, you know, Kenny Smith said something to me a long time ago. He said, at the regular season, you make your name. In the postseason, you make your fame. And I think this is what Jalen Brunson is doing. He's making his fame. And again, look, if it's, you know, Joel Embiid hasn't been completely healthy. Absolutely. You know, a guy like Tobias Harris has disappeared. Maxey's been played well, but they really haven't had that strong support around. That's how they find themselves in that 3-1 hole. I fully expect the Knicks to close the series. And in the second round, if they get the Indiana Pacers, I think it'd be much of a match for them as well. So again, you asked me what their ceiling is, how far they can go. I would say they can go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And if the Celtics weren't as dominant as they are or have been, I would say the Knicks would have a chance to go to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I have just been and continue to be throughout the course. I'm obviously here in New York throughout the course of the season. But to your point about the postseason, just absolutely blown away by Jalen Brunson. I think how he continues to figure things out. We talk a lot about and give credit to Nick Nurse and the creativity that he presents and doing so and what they could do on both ends of the floor. And how he has just continued to figure out through every coverage, every player, size, you name it, on Brunson to try and slow him down. And he is so surgical in the way that he can pick things apart. The poise, just the calmness that I think he also then is exuded to his teammates. And I know that it is said often that it has known Tom Thibodeau since he was a kid, but I think the synergy between those two and the trust that his presence, it's just truly fun to watch. Fun to see the growth. And I'm excited to continue to watch this team. I agree with you. I think the Garden is going to be absolutely rocking. And I have a hard time thinking that the Knicks will not close things out to finish this series and move on. There is a series, though, that has been a fun one in the West. And I think it felt like, Sean, I don't know from your perspective, a pick'em to begin with between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks, the 4-5 matchup. And the series is even 2-2 thanks to a Clippers win, 116-111 against the Mavericks, who got down huge early on. And they did make a really impressive comeback, though just wasn't enough. Kyrie Irving dazzled the things that he can do and the way that he has shown a offensive prowess is so impressive with 40 points. But it was Paul George with 33, 8-6, and James Harden again, 33 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. No Kawhi Leonard. At times it feels like, just given the state of Kawhi's health, that they have operated better without him, or maybe that gives James Harden a little bit more leeway in how he has performed. What did you make of the fact that this series now is tied up in your expectations for it moving forward?
Well, if you've watched this series, to me, what really stands out is the level of shot making. It's just been, you saw some of those shots that Kyrie Irving made just from
wild
pull up jumpers,
absolutely insane,
going inside, challenging bigger players. Just amazing. Luka Doncic, of course, you know, with step back shots, mid range, able to find teammates. Paul George, I mean, my goodness, he made a 3-pointer from deep in the corner. That was really, really important late in that game. He doesn't make that shot, the Clippers collapse. You know, they don't win that game. And he was obviously tremendous in the first half. And then James Harden. This is not the Houston James Harden. We all know that. But what I loved about James Harden in the most recent game is he didn't fall back on a 3-point shot. He basically had the floater going, taking this man off the dribble. Yes, does he dribble too much? Absolutely. But he's able to read the defense, the one-on-one defense, see the double team if it comes. And surprisingly, didn't go double at him because they say, hey, this is not the Houston James Harden. We don't need to guard that way. Okay. Well, he takes his man off the dribble, and the Mavericks had no big man to come up and take him or at least threaten him at the rim. And so he's dropping those floaters all night. I'm watching this game, and I'm like, where's Daniel Gafford? You know, where's PJ Washington? Someone to come in to help. Those guys really weren't even in the game, weren't even in the picture. And that's why, you know, the Clippers have been able to win. Now, you mentioned Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, it's been strange, you know. When he plays, they can't win. You know, when he sits, they win. So it's been a really strange thing. I'm not so sure we see him the rest of the series. I'm not so sure we see him the rest of the playoffs, even if the Clippers get past the series. It's too bad for Kawhi Leonard. He just simply cannot finish the season. His body always betrays him. And, you know, look, you wonder about going forward. Will he ever be able to finish the season? It's just, you know, his body just gives out, you know, the longer he plays. But anyway, that's for down the road. This has been a terrific series. It's been a closely contested series. I thought it would be going in, and I'm not so sure who wins. I mean, I'm just really just sitting back and just watching, you know, four creators, you know, really be amazing and really be entertaining, and this wouldn't be closer.
Who wins game five, Sean?
You know, great question. I would say this. In this series, you know, the Mavericks made an important, you know, trade at the deadline, getting some size, PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, and they've been up and down in this series. They really haven't impacted the way, say, Ivica Zubac has, you know, had some decent games. So if those two guys play well, I see the Mavericks pulling ahead, but they have to play well because otherwise, you know, if they're going to get, you know, what they got from James Harden in the most recent game, that Paul George is going to step up the way he did. I know Paul George had the one bad game. He only had 7 points. But if he steps up the way he did, then that presents a problem for the Mavericks. So this is a series where you need everything. And if you have any slippage in any area, one of your stars goes cold and your big man doesn't show up, then it can tilt the other team's favor.
I'm going with the Mavs. Despite the triple-double, his numbers haven't quite been or wasn't quite what we always see out of him. And I think he is going to just absolutely go off. But either way, it's going to be a fun one we're looking forward to. We're going to take a quick break and get to the fourth game that took place yesterday as the Pacers beat a undermanned Bucks team.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. If your first bet doesn't hit, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kusak joined by the great Sean Pyle. And Sean, the Pacers showing off some of that offensive firepower that we saw throughout the course of the season, despite the fact that Milwaukee, they're trying, they were fighting, and it was fun to watch what they did. No Giannis Antetokounmpo, no Damian Lillard. They lose Bobby Portis just 7 minutes into this one. But you had some big showings. Brooke Lopez, that was the Brooklyn Nets Brooke Lopez that I saw for many, many years as the franchise's all-time leading scorer, 27 points, 9 rebounds. You had 25 and 10 from Chris Middleton. But it was not enough for the three-point party that the Pacers threw, over 51% from beyond the arc, 22 of 43. Miles Turner, 29 points. Tyrese Halliburton with 24 points. The Pacers now take a 3-1 lead on the series. What do you expect out of the finish of the series, and just the potential showing that if it is in fact the Pacers that do advance, what you think this could become when they face what is expected then to be the New York Knicks?
Well, what I expect is this heartbreak from Milwaukee Bucks. You look at this team, you know, Dame doesn't play the last game. Giannis is out. It's really not what they expected when they put this team together. Even had a scary moment with Chris Middleton. You know, maybe mm-hmm. he was hurt. He was able to finish the game, but it's just been a strange year for this team. They fire the coach, bring Doc Rivers in, and again, you know, they really don't gel all season long. And then in this series, you see what's happening. So I think for the Bucks, this is the end, and they're going to have to try to regroup in the off season. Doc Rivers will have a training camp. I don't know if that helps at all, Sarah, but this team just really hasn't been focused and right all season. As far as the Pacers, this is a team that went all the way to the in-season tournament championship game. That's when they started to get a little respect. They sort of almost faded out after that, but then they finished the season strong. And then you're seeing again, this is the in-season tournament Pacers is what we're seeing. Miles Turner, Tyrese Halliburton, obviously getting people involved. And by the way, You know, the Team USA got some criticism putting Tyrese Halliburton on the team. I thought it was a good move because this guy's a pure point guard. You know, he passes. He's a pass-first point guard. That's what you want in that situation when you have a Team USA filled with superstars and scorers. You want someone to give them the ball. And look, you're getting a sneak preview with this Pacer team. This guy elevates his teammates. He creates open shots. He finds them. It doesn't matter where they are on the floor. If they're open, Tyrese Halliburton is going to get you the ball. That's why this team has such a high offensive rating this season. It's not like they're filled with a bunch of great scorers. It's just that they're led by a point guard who makes his teammates better and puts them in position for great shots. And I think you saw that in the latest game with the Pacers and Tyrese Halliburton. So, yeah, I do see Indiana moving on. You know, and then we'll just see how they match up with the Knicks as we get, you know, once we get there. But this is, to me, the second most impressive showing by the Pacers. Of course, you know, the most impressive is when they got to the championship game of the in-season tournament.
Circling back real quick before we go, Sean, to the Bucks, in terms of their future, you mentioned the training, is Doc safe? Did Doc do enough at this point and this early on that there would be any considerations that he is the right guy to lead this group moving forward?
And that's a great question, Sarah. I think if you go strictly on the results, you know, you'd probably say, I'm not sure. But again, it comes down to this. Number one, what do the players feel about him? Specifically, Giannis. What does he feel about him? And then, are there better candidates out there? You know, again, you would have three coaches within a year. That's a lot of turnover. And you can just even go back to when, you know, Mike Budenholzer was coach, which really wasn't that long ago. That's a lot of changes at the top. And at some point, you've got to, you know, find a guy and say, this is our guy. We're moving forward. Let's see what we can do. The other thing is, you know, the Bucks, you know, they suffered from injuries in the past. Giannis was hurt one postseason. They didn't get back to the finals. Chris Middleton was hurt. They didn't get back to the finals. They have one championship to show for it. So, you know, when you look at Middleton, you know, is he getting, you know, too far up there in age? Same thing with Brook Lopez. They brought those guys back in the offseason. And with the salary cap structure, they can't really add much to this team. So I think you have to look at the way the team is constructed, whether or not you can make any changes. And yes, you do have to look at the coaching situation to see whether Doc was the right man moving forward.
Yeah, I think there's just a big shift. And I think even from the start, the fit that I think was expected between Dame and Giannis never truly came to fruition throughout the course of the whole season. And that would be a lot of change up top with coaching. But I do think just the questions in terms of where the roster is at and what their ceiling becomes, because even if those players were healthy, you look at the way the Knicks are playing, you look at the way that, you know, Boston is constructed and what they could be. I think, you know, the future of where they're at does not quite look as bright to me as it has in previous years. And so I think there's going to be a lot of questions that need to be answered. Sean, as always, we appreciate you. We appreciate your time. And we look forward to talking to you again as these playoffs continue.
I appreciate you, Chair.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.